Perek Vov Mishnah Hey. Kol Ha'asurim Al Gabei HaMizbeach. All animals that were listed earlier in Mishnah Aleph that are forbidden to be brought on the Mizbeach, V'ladoseihem Mutarim. Their offspring are Mutar. Now the Gemara explains we're talking about where they are worshipped before they became pregnant. However, if they were pregnant at the time, then we would assume that all of the psulim that apply to the mother would apply to the fetus as well, since the fetus was present at the time of the Avera being done with the animal. Vlad Trefa, the offspring of an animal which is a Trefa, an animal that is pustle because it has a blemish that would cause it to die. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Lo yikra l'gabei hamizbeach, it should not be brought on the mizbeach." The chachamim say yikra, it may be brought on the mizbeach. The Gemara explains that the chachamim who say that you are allowed to bring it is because they hold of a principle of zev zeh gareim mutter, that since there's a father and a mother in the design of this fetus, a male and a female, although the female is a trefa, since there's a male involved, we say zev zeh gareim. If an animal is brought about by two different sources, although one is forbidden, since there one is permitted, it's mutter. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds zev zeh gareim is usser, and that's why he says lo yikra v'gabei hamizbeach. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omer, k'sheira sheyonka min atrefa. If an animal that's kosher, but nursed or suckled from a mother, which is a trefa. So that means the milk of the mother is treif as well. The halacha is psula mil gabi mizbeach. This calf may not be brought on the mizbeach. And the Gemara explains we're talking about where it suckled every single morning. And since the animal could technically survive just on that milk, therefore the animal gets the status of treif, although it may have eaten other things as well. Kala kachim shenasu treif, all kachim, karbanos which became treif because of a blemish, ein paiden isam, we cannot be paid to them to let the animal become chulin. The reason is because she'ein paiden es hakachim la'achilin l'klavim. Because if we are paid it and it goes to chulin, what's going to be done with this animal? Since the animal is a trefa, a human cannot eat it. It would have to be eaten then by a kelev. And the halacha is we're not allowed to be paid the kachim to be eaten by klavim. The Mishnah continues, "Ein poydin mesakachim lachilan leklavim." We dashed from a pasuk of Tizbach viachalta basar that viachalta v'lo leklavecha. We can only be poydin to eat it ourselves, but not to feed it to animals. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Yesh bekachi hamizbeach mashein bekachi berik habayis. There are some unique halachos that apply to hekdish, which is designated for the mizbeach, which do not apply to Hegdish, which is designated for the Bedek HaBayis, for the upkeep of the actual Beis HaMikdash. V'yesh b'kachi Bedek HaBayis. There are also some halachas that apply only to Bedek HaBayis, Masha'enkin b'kachi HaMizbeach, which would not apply to items that are designated for the Mizbeach. Shekachi HaMizbeach, Eisim Temura. Something that's designated for the Mizbeach, an animal that's supposed to be brought as a karbon, can make another animal as a Temura. We can draw the kedusha from the karbon onto another animal of chulin. V'chayavin aleihem mishum pigal. And if someone brings an animal of karbonos of the mizbeach with the wrong thoughts to eat it chutz lizmanoi, then the karbon becomes pigal. There's also nisar if it's left over the amount of time that it's allowed to be eaten, or tamei if a person who is tamei eats the karbon, he's chayav. In addition, vladon v'chalavon asur lacher pidyonim. If an animal becomes a balmum, not a trefa, but a balmum, so you are allowed to be paid a balmum, then only the meat becomes mutter. However, the fats of the animal, or the offspring of the animal, are not nifte, they cannot become chulin. At the same time, the offspring of the animal does not become a carbon as well. So it's neither chulin nor roi for the mizbeach. V'hashechten b'chutz, and if someone would shecht kodshe mizbeach, going back to a regular carbon, shecht it outside the mizbeach, the halacha is chayav, he's chayav kares. V'yei neisen mehem, one can also not give kodshe ha-mizbeach Le'umanim bischaran, meaning if one had money that was designated to be brought as a korban or to be used to purchase a korban, that money cannot be redesignated to be used to pay the craftsmen who work in the mizbeach, in the Beis Hamikdash. Mash'ein kein bekotchei by the kabayis, whereas not so kotchei by the kabayis. They cannot make a tumur as discussed earlier. There's no halacha of pigel, of neiser, or tamei. There's no halacha of vlad being forbidden after pidyon, or the fats being forbidden after pidyon, because since the type of hekdesh that applies to animals is more of a monetary hekdesh, meaning it's hekdesh for its value, so once we're able to redeem the value from hekdesh, the remaining animal becomes entirely permitted.